escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because he never had a sandwich.
Right.
Take the air until baseball at 10 o'clock. We'll check in with Marty here in a few minutes. Meanwhile, it's our weekly visit with Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, of course, the wife of Marty Griffin. And she is on our super stream. You can go to kdkradio.com and check out our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company and also our KDK Radio YouTube page. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to guess we're going to start Kidsburg this week talking about what you can do here in the city for the 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, there is so much to do. I mean, you know, Pittsburghers love their fireworks, so it's all about the fireworks. But there's some fun, easy ways to actually get a great spot for the fireworks in advance. So there's three places on the North Shore. You can go to the Science Center from 10 to 5. You can get your ticket and reserve a special viewing area there. They've also got live entertainment, cash bar, all the exhibits, shows and stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then also at Acrisure Stadium, right across the street from there, they've got the Steelers Hall of Honor is open from 4 to 7, so you can take a tour. They've also got special tours of Acrisure. And again, reserve your spot right before the fireworks start at 9:30. And then there's also a special celebration that the city of Pittsburgh's hosting starting at 4 o'clock on the North Shore. There's going to be a family fun zone, music, all kind of fun stuff, food trucks. So check out kidsburg.org. You'll see all the great opportunities of things to do on the 4th of July. And, you know, this is a little earlier in the day, but I always want to mention 4th at the Fort. That's the Fort Pitt. At 11 a.m., they will be raising a 36-foot American flag, so a great way to honor our country on Independence Day.
Yeah, and that building is the oldest building in the region. That blockhouse right there where the Fort Pitt Museum is, that's a great spot. And the rest of Point State Park, though, this year is not open, so all of the fireworks festivities otherwise are going to be on the North Shore this year, as you know, Christine.
Yeah, I know the fountain is closed. At least for a while, you could still kind of walk around, but it's not the same as it has been in the past years as we red up the city for the big NFL draft.
Yeah, that's going to be epic, no doubt. But so the North Shore is going to be the focal point for the 4th celebration. So 4 o'clock, I think, Friday, they have music and a bunch of other things going on.
Yeah, so many different things. And then Kidsburg also has some other cool events that are really great ways to teach kids about history. You know, history sometimes can seem like a lot of dates and numbers and names, but these are ways to actually get kids understanding what it was like to live in different times in history. So the Liberty, this Sunday is called Liberty Day at the Oliver Miller Homestead in South Park from 1:30 to 4:30. It's just $2. They've got, they're going to be honoring veterans who've served throughout the year. And one way they're doing that is reading the Declaration of Independence, followed by the firing of guns and the round of firecrackers. And then at the Frick Museum, which there's so many different things to do at the Frick. You can go to the mansion, see how people lived, especially wealthy people lived in this time. You can also go to the Car and Carriage Museum, see how cars evolved from carriages. There's the art museum. And then they've got a free program all summer, every Tuesday and Saturday, called the Summer Explorer Series. And this is specifically for kids. And they've got fun things to do, like art making, games, storytelling. So that's going to be really cool. And of course, if you really want to go back in time, you can go 19,000 years back to the Meadowcroft Museum, where they have the archaeological dig area. But then they've also got actually people working as if it was different periods in history, from when the Indians were here and it was kind of like a prehistoric Indian village, to a frontier trading post from the 1700s, to more the 1800s, and what it was like with blacksmiths and see how they work and all different kind of things, what it was like to go to school in a little schoolhouse. So really cool ways to teach your kids history in the summer without realizing they're learning.
The Meadowcroft Museum is one of those places that I'm sure people have heard it if they've lived around here a long time, Christine, but maybe they've never been. That's a great place to explore. And you mentioned 19,000 years they can date back when the first Yinzers were here.
I highly recommend the Meadowcroft Museum. I mean, it's a little bit of a drive to get there if it's in Washington County in Avella, but it is so worth it. It's not just the prehistoric site. You can literally spend, you know, several hours there, going through different time periods in history. Kind of reminds me of when I went to William & Mary for college, and, you know, they've converted Williamsburg into as if it was back in the 1700s. So it kind of is like that, where there's actually people in costume, and you get to learn so much. And I think especially for kids, it's really a great way to help them appreciate and understand history.
And Kidsburg has a guide to ice cream, custard, and more.
Well, nothing will make kids and parents happier than to say, let's go get ice cream, right? So Kidsburg has a really fun guide out with all different categories: best hard serve, soft serve, custard, best vibes, and best beyond the scoop options. So all kind of fun places. Try somewhere new. How about this? In Ambridge, they have a place called Ice Cream Therapy, and they'll give you an ice cream recommendation based on your zodiac sign. So all kind of fun, fun ice cream shops out there. There's too many favorites, but maybe try something new and check out our kids list on kidsburg.org, and I'm sure you'll get some fun ideas.
All right. Is Marty grilling on Friday?
Oh, yes. He's actually going to get the smoker ready. He said he's going to be making some brisket, and my mouth is watering already. This sounds so delicious.
Good stuff. Well, have a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Larry.
Christine Sorensen, check out kidsburg.org, and we'll check in with Marty here in the next few minutes.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.